This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. This is all about your health and your life. We're here for you each and every day right here at the AsaRx Experience. Always go to AsaRx.com. If you're looking for a provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, then just go to the website. We'll find someone that can help you, take you by the hand, walk with you with whatever you're struggling with, and really get to that next level with your health and your life. We want to see that for you. We want to see you really make it and become the best version of you. Because I can tell you this. I know this about you. I may not have met you, but I know this about you. I know that you haven't reached your potential. And I know you're probably frustrated in a lot of ways that you haven't been able to get that. I mean, you don't know. You don't know. If you knew better, I always say if we knew better, we'd do better. And many times we just don't know better. On this show, we want to help you know better so you can do better and become that best version. So give us a call, 888-283-7272. We'll make you part of the show. If you want me to answer something in private, just tell him. Say, hey, I'd love for him to answer this in private, you know, not on the air. That's okay. I respect that. And we'll do what we can to get you the answers that you need. We're always here for you, so don't be shy. You can always call us, email us, go on social media, DM me. You know, everything's at AsaRx TV. You can always send me a DM, part of the show. Totally great. Love to hear from you. All that jazz. We did have an email come in I want to get on. So we had Courtney, who sent from Portland, Maine. She said, I was wondering if you could talk about the things you should take while you're pregnant. Well, it's a really good question. I get a lot of women that give us a call for that. And you know what's interesting, Courtney, is that so many women now are having children in their late 30s, early 40s. And something we used to think was high risk, which we have to technically still call that high risk. I really don't think it is. I think like 40s like the new 30. I think we're just reverse aging. I think 50s like the new 40. I mean, it really is changing a lot. I mean, the 60-year-old we see today is nothing like what it was 3 decades ago. The 60-year-old now looks like somebody that's 45 and has the mobility and the athletic ability. Pretty awesome. So I say that to say this, Courtney, that what you take right now is very important. And that women, you didn't list your age, but women are having children super successful like they were 20 years old at 40. So why is that? The reason that is because nutrition's gotten better. What we know in science has gotten better. What you ate growing up, probably you ate better unless you were in the fast food, you know, deal. And so everything's getting better in that regard. So I would encourage you, the things you want to take if you're pregnant, obviously your OB is going to have you on certain things. They're going to have you on a prenatal. First of all, do whatever your OB says. I say that because in this world that I'm in with this natural, doing everything natural, and I'm not everything natural guy. Like, I'm a strong believer in medicine. I do believe we need it. I think it's important. I think it's overused, but I think we need it and it's important. And I don't think we put enough emphasis on us doing the work. That's the issue I have. It's not the medicine. It's really about us. Like, we got to put the work in, right? Nobody wants to put the work in. So, Courtney, here's the thing you want to look at. Number one, you already got the prenatal. Look at your fatty acids. Get a test done. It's a simple blood test. You can see where your fatty acid levels are. Check that. You have to check your nutritional deficiencies. Bottom line. So fatty acids are going to be important. They're going to be important for the baby. which proven that when fatty acid levels are high in the mother and it goes into the milk and pass, that's for, you know, once the baby's born. But right now while you're pregnant, it's, we know that getting plenty of the omega-3 fatty acids in your diet is going to translate to the baby. The other thing is vitamin D. Make sure your vitamin D levels are at good levels and they're not low. Super duper important. Okay. And then also, people want to focus on like supplements and all that, but you want to eat plenty of protein from, you know, at least from fish, eggs, and peas. Those are my favorites. But I mean, of course, you want to get it from lean quality beef and grass-fed, hormone-free. I've got a whole list of those if you go to our website. And you can get that in my book. Matter of fact, we're giving away our book for free in that right now. If you want to go, you just pay the shipping. We send the book to you. You go to myfreehealthbook.com, and you can get that. But Courtney, the other thing that you want to look at is your emotional state. And this is what a lot of people don't talk about, but your emotions are going to be as or more important for the baby than anything else you do. So you being free of stress, your environment being free of stress, if you're one that tends to get angry easily, you need to avoid, it's going to be your best option to avoid those situations that you could put yourself in to make you angry. You want to have a good even keel for the baby, because everything that happens with you happens, you know, it kind of happens to the child. So that's really important. Arguing and bickering, you want to stay away, far away from that as you can. The emotional state is super important, okay? So those are a couple things you can do, but man, more than anything, listen to your OB, eat really well, sleep really well, and continue exercising. Exercise as long as they'll let you. Most of them will let you exercise all the way until 8 months, I mean, if not more. So, you know, stay on that, because the blood flow and the strength and the endorphins, all that impacts the baby in a great way. So I would encourage you to keep doing that, okay? Thanks so much for that email. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the web, asarx.com. And hey, if you're looking for a provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, just visit us online, asarx.com. We'll find one of our providers to help you get the help that you need. Let's get on the phones and go with Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
I used to weigh over 343 pounds. I've recently weighed myself at 253 pounds within a six-month stretch. Within the last 3 months, I've made lifestyle choices to switch from a meat-eating diet to a vegetarian diet.
Cool.
And yesterday, I woke up with a massive pain in my side. I've never had a pain in my kidney, but I immediately knew it was my kidney. I rushed to the emergency room to where they took a CAT scan, and they diagnosed me with a kidney stone that was just starting in the very top part of my right kidney. And I was just going to ask what good, healthy eating styles or good, healthy foods or nutrients, especially vitamins, additional vitamins I need to get that I may not be getting with a somewhat vegetarian diet, a full vegetarian diet, what supplements and what energy I need to get from certain plants.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So, Kevin, kidney stones are really interesting. Some people tend to get them and some people don't. But if you do tend to get them, it's calcium oxalate or what these stones are made out of. So your body's not handling calcium and your body's not handling what's called oxalic acid. So as good as green leafy vegetables are for you, you probably want to stay off the spinach and the kale. On your salads, when you eat greens, do more of like the spring mix and the romaine lettuce, okay? The dark leafy greens, your body has an issue with oxalic acid, and that's one of those things. The other thing is, check your vitamin D levels. Sounds like your body's not utilizing calcium very well, and when that happens, it means your vitamin D levels are a little bit low. So I would get that checked by blood test, easy to check. And then if you start taking vitamin D at any supplemental level, make sure you're taking vitamin K2 with it, because the vitamin K2 makes sure that the D utilizes the calcium in the right way and doesn't create an overcalcification. So those are all great little tips to look at when you're dealing with kidney stones. Because the reality is, you've made a good move, the whole vegetarian thing. Now, my opinion, my personal, is that fish, eggs, and peas are your best sources of protein. Some people, you know, if they've got personal issues with that, that's fine. But just make sure you handle those few things and keep me posted.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. Make sure to go to the website, go to asarx.com. If you're looking for a provider in your area, we can help you find someone that can take you by the hand. And Healthy University, our community, if you haven't joined Healthy U, my goodness, where have you been? You've got to join Healthy U. Go to Facebook and look us up under ASARX, and you'll find our Healthy University community. Join it. Jump in. It doesn't cost anything. Jump in with us. It's a great community. If you're part of it, just no negativity. You'll get kicked out so fast. Like, everybody in there is super positive, so we'll kick you out. I'll kick you out. I don't like negativity. I'm not into it. It's not good for your health. Do you know that? 888-283-7272. All right. We're talking about pregnancy a little bit. Things to take for it, foods to eat, that sort of thing. So if you are pregnant, you know somebody that's pregnant, you want to help somebody that's pregnant, maybe your granddaughter or whatever is pregnant, some great tips. All right. So here's a big question. Everybody wants to know about it. Is alcohol okay when you're pregnant? What do you think? Well, studies have hinted that a little alcohol might be harmless, says the U.S. Pediatricians Group. This is what's American Academy of Pediatrics is like doing this. What's funny is like you don't want to give up the alcohol, right? You've got a child growing in your belly. I don't understand the concept of smoking and alcohol. I've got to rant for a minute. I don't understand the concept if you have this brand new baby that God's given you, but you're still going to smoke and drink, right? Which is going to cause all kinds of craziness going on in the body. Let's just call it what it is. You want to smoke and drink and go eat fast food. Like, everything you put in your body, everything that a woman puts in her body while a baby's in there helps to make the cells for the baby. So if you want smoking cells, alcohol cells, and fast food burger, I almost said something else, fast food burger cells, then knock yourself out. But like if you really care about your child, I think you'll make really good choices. You'll eat great, as great as you can. I understand there's budget limitations. I get it. But you can still get vegetables. You may not be able to get the organic. That's okay. You can still get canned vegetables. Is that the best? No. But it's better than French fries. It's better than the trans fats. And you don't have to be perfect, but at least do that 90% of the time. You got a little baby. It's only 9 months. So alcohol, they're trying. What's funny about this is I'm going through something on alcohol. Studies, they used to say that a little bit's okay, right? A little bit of wine, a little bit of liquor, a little bit of beer, it won't hurt anything, right? Moderation. Not true. They've done studies on this now, and they have found that no amount of alcohol is safe for the baby. None. So Christina Chambers, professor of pediatrics, Center for Better Beginnings in University of California, San Diego, said that women of childbearing age who drink alcohol should consider their pattern of drinking. For example, you want to avoid binge drinking, obviously, but even the slightest amounts can cause damage. Fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. They just give it up for 9 months. It's not that big of a deal. Really isn't. You have a child. It's one of those things where, you know, again, having a child is a sacrifice of yourself anyway, of your time, it's a selfless act. So the selflessness starts the moment you're pregnant, not when the child enters the world. So the moment that baby is, and really and truly, regardless of your belief system, that baby is a baby. And the food you're giving yourself and the choices that you're making and the environment that you're putting yourself in impacts the child. I just hope you make good choices. That's all. I hope that for every woman that ever, you know, my daughter, you know, praise God, she's amazing. And, you know, we were able to make those good choices. And I'm grateful. And I just hope that for anyone that has the blessing of a child to be able to do that. Alcohol's not worth it. And they're even saying now that little bit that we used to think was okay, it's not okay. It's too much of a risk, so don't risk it. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience. You can check us out. Go to asarx.com. Let's get over to Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Umbilical hernia diagnosed in January. Mm-hmm. Was scheduled for a consultation to get it operated on. But since the virus is here, was here earlier.
Yeah, it's still here.
Operation been postponed, so I'm just wondering how long I can go without getting the operation done, and or what could I do until they call me for the operation, for the umbilical hernia.
For the hernia.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Let's jump on that for just a minute. So I would get the surgery done. Obviously, if it was an emergency, they'd have you in there tomorrow, right? So it's one of those things where you really want to do the best that you can, and just it's about keeping the pressure off the area. Don't be lifting anything heavy. They've probably told you all these things. And I would exercise. I would find a way to start walking and exercise. I mean, one of the best things you can do for any type of condition like this is to take the pressure off in the abdomen. So, like, if you're overweight and you're heavy, then bringing your waistline down and losing body fat, all that's going to help tremendously in getting your body, you know, balanced out. Those are all going to be super important in that key. All right. So I would look at that first and foremost. The other thing, too, is finding a way to gain some support structurally. So when you exercise, we have some of this on our website, and our providers can definitely help you with this. Just go to acerx.com, and we'll find some pieces that can help you. But from exercising, you want to find exercises that doesn't stress that area, but that strengthens the area. And there are band workouts. There's a lot of different types of resistance training that can help, and I would look at that as well. So if you need help, just get with one of our providers. But again, waiting on the surgery, I know it's a struggle. I know there's still a lot of guidelines in the hospitals, and it's challenging. I get it. And I don't think that's going to go away for a while. I think that's going to be here. These precautions are going to be here for quite some time. So you have to find a way to work around that. But you know, until then, work on strengthening the areas around that. It's going to be one of your best moves in this regard. Okay? Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Elsa has now strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now features sustained winds of 75 miles an hour, with some higher gusts recorded. The storm is expected to make landfall mid-morning on Wednesday, somewhere between Tampa Bay and the Big Bend section of Florida's west coast. And Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will now face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
More than 1,500 businesses around the world have been affected by the largest ransomware attack ever recorded, the attack occurring over the July 4th holiday weekend against U.S.-based IT software company Kaseya. Russian hacking gang R-Evil has taken credit for the hack, demanding $70 million in ransom, and putting more pressure on President Biden to respond to Russia over the attack. Former Defense Intelligence Agency officer Rebecca Koffler says the U.S. needs to respond, and strongly. She tells Fox News that the federal government has been asleep at the wheel when it comes to preventing cyber attacks.
President Biden said that he has directed the intelligence community to do a deep dive. Well, it is very unfortunate that the deep dive is being directed after the attack and not before. So we have been sleeping at the wheel with regard to the Russian threat. So that's number one. So we have to catch up in terms of understanding their mindset and how they intend to use cyber. At this point, we need to re-educate the Russian government in terms of our tolerance for these cyber attacks. We need to act firmly and we need to act swiftly. That doesn't mean we need to react irresponsibly, because cyber is the domain where a conflict can escalate uncontrollably very quickly. But we must respond firmly so that the Russians don't do that again.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Come on. Your body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. It is. Give us a call. You want to send me an email, you do that and be part of the show. We have people do that all the time. Gosh, we get so many emails. Facebook's another cool thing. If you haven't joined our Facebook community, you should. Go to ACERX Facebook page. You can check it out. And join our Healthy University community. HU, Healthy U as we call it, is our training system. It's classes. It's a little digital online platform that it's a class. It teaches you how to live a healthy lifestyle. We've got graduates all over that have done remarkable with it. So I want to encourage you. Go there. Check it out. All right, our food of the day I want to jump in and talk about is one of my favorites. I could talk for hours on this. Funny, I do talk for hours, just not on this. So, it's the avocado. Now, I know you've heard, I get it, an apple a day, what? Keeps the doctor away. That's right. I believe that an avocado a day keeps the doctor away. And here's why. There's all kinds of benefits with it. I mean, number one, it promotes heart health. It's one of the best fats you can put in your body. And you know, it's a fruit. It's in the category of a fruit, but it's nothing but pretty much fat. So it's loaded with fat. And it's incredible for what your body needs. So for heart health, it's one of the best. They did some researchers did some studies on this, and they did it on about, let's see, I think 270 participants. And they found that the nutritional the actual consistency of the avocado itself, the contents of it, were just amazing in people's recovery ability. So people that worked out had greater recovery. People that struggled with a lot of the neurological disorders did much better. They fared better. It's loaded with vitamin E and vitamin K along with the different monounsaturated fats, which is so good. That's why avocado oil is so good. It's one of the great oil to cook with. And it's got a lot of anti-inflammatory benefits. So there's what's called phytosterols, which has beta-sitosterol and campesterol that all play a big role. The omega-3 fats, of course, are loaded in there, but also these monounsaturated fats. It's also got lutein and zeaxanthin. And the lutein and zeaxanthin are key components. It's part of vitamin A, but they're key carotenoids that the body really needs to function at its best level. Now, arthritis is a big one, too. So osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis are major health issues with people, and they have the symptoms of those heavily decrease when there's a high intake of avocado, just because of the anti-inflammatory benefits. Okay, now, you can look at this. There's a lot of optimized absorption of these carotenoids. So alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, the lutein, zeaxanthin, super for this sort of thing. Now, the optimal absorption of the fats happen in a combination. So one thing to keep in mind is everybody gets freaked out with saturated fat. Okay? It's something that people just don't, they think it's going to cause a heart attack. But we actually need a certain amount of saturated fats. You need about 33% saturated fat, 33% of what we call monounsaturated fats, and 33% of the omega-3 fats. Okay? So you really need a combination of all of them. But the avocado plays such a big role because it helps absorb a lot of these other fats and helps to utilize them. Matter of fact, with heart disease, avocado a day, in my opinion, is one of the best things you can eat and add to your diet plan and your eating plan. But they found that the omega-3 fatty acids and the monounsaturated fats lowered homocysteine levels at such a level that it helped to reduce heart disease just by eating avocado every single day. It also regulates blood sugar. This is really cool. So people with diabetes and they struggle with that, it lowers blood sugar levels by 19%. So usually people struggle with eating too many carbs in their diet. And avocado is a fruit, but it contains mostly fat. And it's a good kind of fat. So whenever you eat a fat, just remember this, with any kind of diabetes or pre-diabetes or whatever, if you're struggling with blood sugar, whenever you eat a carbohydrate, right, like a piece of fruit or a potato or vegetables really don't raise your blood sugar that much. But I mean, if you eat any kind of like bread, any of those starchier carbohydrates, sweet potatoes, the blood sugar goes up. But if you eat a fat, like an avocado, with a carb, it neutralizes the spike in blood sugar. Isn't that interesting? So it's one of those things where it's interesting that when you add the right kind of fat in, that you can actually lower the blood sugar, and avocado is one of them. Now, here's one of my favorites about this whole thing, is the anti-cancer benefits. So the ability of avocado to prevent the occurrence of a reoccurrence and occurrence of cancers in the mouth, skin, and prostate gland have been studied extensively. Now, prostate, let's just hit on that for just a minute, because in the prostate health with men, it's hard to find foods. Like pumpkins are really good. Pumpkin seed oil is very good for the prostate. But we're learning now more than ever about how good avocados are. So I always say, you know, an avocado a day keeps the doctor away. But I also say an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away. It's one of the best things you can do in men for the prostate. So, again, it's good for a lot of different things. All cancers across the board will benefit in reduction of cancer by eating avocados, just because, I mean, it's got loaded with everything. It's got vitamin C, vitamin K, vitamin E. It's got all the antioxidants. It's got all these polyphenols and phytosterols. I mean, I could go on and on. It is an absolute superfood. One of the best. So avocados, make sure they're part of a regular daily routine. You're listening to Asa RX, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Let's get on the phones and talk to Sophia. Hi, Sophia.
I think it was last year you brought up the subject of leukemia, and I was just wondering how or what kind of answer you would give to someone that does have leukemia. Is diet part of it, or they just write it off like there's nothing that anybody can do once they get leukemia?
Well, sweetheart, I can tell you've been listening to the show for a while, and you know, leukemia is one of those things that it's scary, and but even though it's alarming when you get that kind of diagnosis or a loved one gets it, you still have to jump in and say, okay, like what you're saying right now, what can I do? What kind of actions can I take? It's not just about the treatment, although treatments for it are pretty good now. But it's about what can you do every single day, right? Like, what can you really do when you wake up, you put your feet on the ground? What kind of foods can you put in? What kind of mindset can you have? What kind of exercise do you need to be doing to get the body working better? That's really what has to, that's what has to be answered all the way around. You have to figure out what you need to be doing with your body. With leukemia, it's like any other kind, okay? This is what a lot of great oncologists have told me, and what I've seen in research as well, is cutting back on a lot of the proteins, like the meat protein, and sticking with like fish, eggs, peas. That tends to be, and a good anti-inflammatory based diet is always a good way to go whenever you're struggling with something like that. But also you have to look at certain components, because you want to get your vitamin C levels up, and depending on what your doctors have you doing, you know, keep in mind these are just some basics. The foundational four is always really good, so that's making sure your bases are covered. You don't need to go heavy on supplements and all that. You really want to rely on foods and your lifestyle. Now, there's a lot of therapies you can do, and there's also alternative clinics that are, I mean, some are not here in the United States, though. There's some really good ones outside, and there's one called Hope for Cancer in Mexico. They do a great job. I've been there. We did a reality show with them and followed a lot of their patients, and it's amazing, remarkable what kind of work they're doing. So, but with leukemia, just keep this in mind. Anti-inflammatory based diet, a whole food based diet. Keep your body as alkaline as possible. Make sure to get my book if you don't have it. MyFreeHealthBook.com, you can get it for free. That's MyFreeHealthBook.com, okay? And look into celery and celery juice. There's a lot of good research on it right now for what it does with the immune system. And again, this is all about the immune system. It's what this got to, you got to focus on the immune system and keep that built up. That's how the body becomes stronger. So I would look at that. I would look at that in a couple of different ways and see how you can work on that. Now here's the other thing too, is hydration. Making sure you get plenty of water. So you want to go half your body weight. This is a rule of thumb. Half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. That's the key. Okay, so half your body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, it's 75 ounces. And you stay with that to give your body what it needs. And don't forget about green tea. In your fluid intake with water, you can count tea. Like, it counts. And green tea reduces cancer by 65% across the board in the research, is what they said. So it's easy to get green tea, easy to make it. Don't buy the pre-bottled kind with all the sweetener in it. Make your own. And it's just got great benefits to it. And the other thing is your attitude. Don't let fear overtake you. You've got to realize that your body's amazing. We've got a great physician that's even more amazing than made your body. And you got to put your hope in that. So you do the work every single day. Make sure to exercise every single day. Don't let a day go by that you don't do some kind of walking or something. Your body needs it. It builds your immune system. It's proven. But keep us posted, darling.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. Go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. You can always send me an email. You go to social media, too. Everything's at AsaRx TV. You send me a DM or send me a message. Go to Facebook or Instagram, Twitter if you want to, any of those. Carl in Orlando, Florida says, I need some help on losing the last 10 pounds and the love handles. Carl, you and like everybody else in, I was going to say America, but really around the world, right? Here's what I've found when it comes down to those last 10 pounds and the love handles. First of all, people will tell you it's just genetic. That's a bunch of bunk, okay? There's genetics, no doubt. But the reality is it comes down to hormones. If you're overweight, heavily, your hormones are going to be impacted, no doubt. But in your situation, what you have to look at is when you're getting down to those last 10 pounds, it's all of a sudden you just got to get intense. You got to get intense with what you're eating every single day, intense with your workouts. Everything has to go up another notch. You have to push and you have to grind to get your body in the position of where you need it. It really is true. So get a hormone test done and get it. You get with our providers. You call my office. We can get it done for you. But get your hormone levels checked, your nutritional deficiencies levels checked, okay? It comes down to the function of the hormones when it comes down to that. So you start talking about estrogen, estradiol, estriol, estrone. There's different versions of estrogen. And some hold fat on the thighs. Some hold fat in the belly. Some hold fat in the hips. And we got to figure out which one, you know, you got to figure out which one that is. Progesterone can be another big one. So the hormones really come down to the player of how your body responds, how, what it looks like, all of that. And it comes down to those issues that you're talking. Okay. That's really it. Now, there's some supplements and whatnot can help. I will tell you the cruciferous vegetables like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, you know, that whole camp is proven that there's indole-3-carbinol, which is a molecule that's in them. And when you eat a certain amount of that every single day, it helps to cut down the estrogen. And that instantly, for most men, cuts down a lot of the weight in the waistline. So the cruciferous vegetables play a big role in keeping your protein levels at a high level. My protein rule is this, provided you don't have any bad kidney issues. My rule of thumb is this, is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you do 200 grams of protein. Pretty simple, right? So that's the key on dropping those last 10 pounds. Not that hard to do. You can do it. Not that big of a deal. And don't forget, you got to exercise, but I'm sure you're probably already doing that right now. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to AsaRx.com. Let's go to Brian. Hi, Brian.
I'm calling because I have a lot of acid in my blood, and I'm trying to figure out a way how to get rid of it. As anyways, I have to go to a doctor. They draw the blood out by every 3 months, draw a pint of blood out. I'm trying to bring down the acid in my blood.
Okay. So, in that case, remember the body's got a natural mechanism. It's got a natural mechanism for buffering. Okay? So there's a pH system in the body that's got a natural buffering system. When you have too much acid in the blood, you got to think too, outside of the standard medical reasons, what can you do nutritionally to balance it out and make it more alkaline? So in my book, I've got a whole list of foods that are alkaline versus acidic foods. I would encourage you. I think that'd be a good resource for you. You just go to myfreehealthbook.com and you can pick up a free copy of it. Okay? But it's got an entire list in there about the acid foods and the alkaline foods. And there's a whole different – certain foods will increase the acidity of the body, and certain foods will increase the alkalinity. And they used to say that's just a bunch of bunk. But we've learned now that it's not. And that's why the water that you drink can make a big difference in your overall health, but the foods can too. So I would look that up and look at the different foods that will help that. Now, obviously, when there's too much acid in the blood, then there's a disease process or health challenge happening in the body that needs to be addressed. But from a natural perspective and things you can do in an adjunct or along with whatever your physicians are working with you on, in the nutritional world, it's good to look at the pH and the pH value of the food you're eating and just modify your eating habits. You know, it's not that hard to just modify the foods that you're taking in every single day. That's the ultimate key for what you need, and it's not that hard. I mean, you just got to modify some foods. And I'll tell you that one of the things you can do easily is increasing your fluid intake, half your body weight in ounces, but also drinking water that's more on the alkaline scale. So you can do water that's about 7.5, 8.5, and do really well on it. Some water companies now are actually making that type of water. You can buy it anywhere. You can get ionizing machines that will do that. And then don't forget getting your vegetable content up. One thing people don't realize is that your dark leafy greens, that's why people do these green drinks, is by getting your leafy greens in on a regular basis and raising those levels up will make a big difference in your overall health. So I would encourage you to do that as well. So get the greens up. Celery juice is really good too. That helps a lot when you're dealing with some acidity in the blood from a nutritional standpoint. So take a look at both of those, and I think it'll be a big help to you. The other thing, too, is L-glutamine. Just one little more tip. I got 10 things I can tell you, but on glutamine is an amino acid, and it rapidly depletes from the body, but it's the most abundant amino acid that we need for skeletal muscle and our overall gut health, and really helps with the blood, too. So it creates more of an alkalizing effect in the body, and it's called glutamine. You can pick it up pretty much anywhere. If you need help, you can talk to one of our health coaches, and they can get you the help that you need. But it really comes down to your eating, your lifestyle, your eating. That all plays a big role with what you're struggling with right now. And your doctors are not probably, more than likely, not going to go into detail on that. So it's good that you're actually working with that on your own. I encourage you to get a coach or a provider that can handle the nutritional part, because that's always really, really important. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, also Derek Allen, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the ASA RX Experience, where we're helping you become the best version of you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.